Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here. Of course, your calls primary. I got some police state news for you first to start the show off. Tonight, we'll start off with our friend Terry over from Checkpoint USA at checkpointusa.org. Love this blog. It is one of the most, I think, eye-opening blogs I think I've ever come across. And in case you're not familiar, checkpointusa.org has been chronicling one man's attempts to remain as free as he possibly can while in the what they are now calling the Constitution-free zone in this country, the 100-mile, essentially the swath of land that essentially if you draw a 100-mile chunk out from the border into the country, all around the country, then you've got this Constitution-free zone, which we can talk about that a little bit later. But he lives within this area, he works within this area, and so he's constantly coming across what they call roving checkpoints. They also have permanent checkpoints as well, and these are installations or, again, impermanent setups where Border Patrol agents are essentially stopping every single car that comes through, and they're demanding to know what the citizenship is of all of the occupants. But there's more to it than that. As we've talked about recently, it's not just that they want to know people's citizenship. Of course, they also want to waylay you. They want to stop you. They want to get you out of the car. They want to search the car. They want to get as much as they can out of you, right?
Right.
They want you to be as obedient as you can be, and they want you to let them just do whatever it is that they want. Well, Terry over at CheckpointUSA.org has an interesting little system that he's devised, and it has to do with, well, protecting your rights. And so what he does when he goes through, now to be fair, Terry is not of the Hispanic persuasion, so he's a white dude, so he probably doesn't get hassled as badly as somebody else might who was, say, you know, named Juan. But Terry goes through nonetheless, and when they demand to know his citizenship, he asks them a couple of really important questions. If you live within this area and you've encountered these checkpoint things, you might want to commit these to memory. Am I being detained? Am I free to go? And by the way, these questions work even if you live in the center of the country and you're just being harassed by the police on the street. But in this case, he's in his car. He's pulled over to the side of the road, because if you go through the barrier, then who knows what they're going to do to you at that point. So he pulls over, and then the bureaucrat comes up and demands to know citizenship. And usually Terry has a video camera with him, so you can actually go to checkpointusa.org and see some of this stuff actually happening to prove that it's for real. And he just bats back every single question the bureaucrats ask him with one of his own. And it's usually something like, am I free to go? Am I being detained? And eventually they let him go without ever ascertaining from him what his alleged citizenship actually is. So it's amazing. It's an amazing website, checkpointusa.org. And apparently he continues to update it with new content all the time because this is the latest entry. Approximately 2 months after the Department of Homeland Security set up a suspicionless internal checkpoint near milepost 146 on State Route 86 in Arizona, I submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Washington, D.C. office. The specific information I'm seeking includes a copy of the Border Patrol's field manual for operating internal suspicionless checkpoints, a copy of the Border Patrol study used to justify establishing a checkpoint along that particular route, a copy of a checkpoint summary of checkpoint summary reports regarding seizures at the checkpoint since its inception in early 2008, meaning he wants to know what stuff did you take from people, how much drugs, etc., etc. A copy of Immigration Law, a Department of Justice publication related to immigration case law. The Freedom of Information Act is a federal law that, in theory, requires executive branch agencies to provide individuals access to public records under the agency's control, with a few exceptions. If the agency fails or refuses to provide access to the requested documentation within a reasonable time frame, the law creates a legal cause of action against the agency. Sounds good, right?
It does.
Well, according to Terry, the reality, however, is quite different. Executive branch agencies routinely drag their feet for months, if not years, regarding these Freedom of Information Act requests.
I'm sure that's true.
Yep, sometimes requests are ignored outright. Additionally, there is little recourse in the courts given that judges rarely, if ever, impose sanctions on federal agencies for failing to obey the law. A conflict of interest? I mean, we've always talked about how...
It's a government judge.
Right. Who's paying him?
Ruling on a government agency.
Yeah. Who's cutting his paychecks? Where does a government judge's incentives lie? Do they lie with you, the little people? Or do they lie with his buddies that he goes golfing with? His coworkers? You decide. Take, for instance, says Terry, this article I wrote for Freedom Phoenix several years back regarding a few of my earlier Freedom of Information Act requests. Whoops, that's an article he links to. You can see that at checkpointusa.org. With regards to my most recent request, it took the agency over 5.5 months merely to acknowledge receipt. So when you give something to the government, you're supposed to get some sort of confirmation. If you look for confirmation, you want to find out that they actually received it. You want to send it via, like, a registered mail or something like that, or via private delivery service, or, better yet, if you're in the same area as the government bureaucrats, take it down to them, like I did today, and actually hand it to them. So you know for certain they got that piece of paper.
Can you get a receipt from them then sometimes, too, right?
They would not give me one today when I went down to try it. Anyway, with regards to my he says it took them over 5.5 months to acknowledge receipt. The August 29th response from Customs and Border Protection stated my request had been received, but the documentation requested was still being compiled and would have to be vetted before final release. Additionally, the agency denied me access to one document that originated in the Department of Justice. The Homeland Security Agency indicated I needed to contact the DOJ directly and request the document from them. So that means another Freedom of Information Act request, however long that one will take, who knows. Legally, an agency is required to respond to a FOIA request within 20 days of receipt. That means Customs and Border Protection is already over 210 days out of compliance with their own law. If history is any guide, however, Customs and Border Protection will take well over a year to fill this information request if it ever bothers to fill it at all. Given that Americans are being routinely seized and searched by armed federal agents absent suspicion at internal checkpoints, it's not unreasonable to expect the Department of Homeland Security to comply with their law and release public information regarding such checkpoints. Unfortunately, transparency and accountability don't appear to be high priorities for Homeland Security these days. Just figured I'd share that with you guys.
I don't think the government's been very good about being forthcoming about much of anything. I mean,
yeah.
Ever. It seems to me that the people that would be in government would say to themselves, we don't have any obligation to respond to these people's complaints. We're doing what we're doing. This is our job to do this. Mm-hmm. And if they don't like it, they can go pound salt in their butts.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that's exactly what they're saying to themselves.
Right. What would even happen, though? I mean, if... Let's say Terry here at CheckpointUSA.org decided that he was going to take action on the fact that these bureaucrats didn't even acknowledge the Freedom of Information Act request until almost 6 months after he sent it, when it was supposed to be a 20-day window. So it's clear that they're in violation of their own law. Let's say Terry took that, ran with it, and decided to bring a lawsuit based on that. Hey, you guys didn't respond to my Freedom of Information Act request within enough time. All right, I'm taking you to court. Then what?
I think
who gets punished?
I think maybe you get lucky and they give you some kind of money to pay the court costs that you incurred in the years that you took to go through this.
You mean they would just pay the court costs because you wouldn't get money for that, right? They
right. I don't think you'd get too much as far as punitive damages. Maybe you would, but it wouldn't be worth the 10 years that
right.
you put into it.
Are bureaucrats going to get fired over this? The people that are responsible for responding within the 20-day window, are they going to get canned?
When they write laws for us, we go to prison. When they write laws for themselves, nothing happens.
Or sometimes they do get put on administrative leave, which means they get paid to go on, like, a vacation while they investigate.
Who's going
to
get it? I mean, I just can't imagine. It's probably like, oh, we didn't really have a good system for responding. And,
yeah.
You know, we didn't really
We'll do better next time.
So what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to create a whole new department to respond to these things. And, maybe the next ones will – maybe they'll be better in the future. But, really, is that great?
Right. So as he points out, you've got a situation where all around this country, especially in the southern border area, within 100 miles from the southern border, people are being stopped. They don't know their rights, so they don't realize their rights are being essentially stripped from them voluntarily by their own consent. But people are being harassed by these Border Patrol folks, and there's absolutely no way to use the system to stop this. The system ignores you. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest.
Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. They include live streams. That's a broadband live stream available for you 24 hours a day. Also, dial-up live stream also available 24 hours a day. Cam, not 24 hours, but it's there during the live hours of the program, and it's all for free. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference, and you can apply now to attend a seminar if you're an undergraduate, graduate student, or a recent graduate at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta from March 14th through the 19th. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information and get on board. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. So we started the show out giving you an update from Terry over at CheckpointUSA.org. He had put in a Freedom of Information Act request. And even though the government's own rules say that they're supposed to respond within 20 days, they took 5.5 months to respond. Now, is he going to do anything about this, bring a lawsuit? I don't know. He doesn't really specify in his most recent article, but he wanted to share that, I think, to show how bureaucratic and slow and awful, you know, the federal government people can be. I mean, there's a law on their own books that says they have to do such and such. They don't do such and such, and there's nothing you can do about it, really. You can spend more of your time and effort trying to chase them down about it. I'm sure Terry could hire himself a lawyer and go after him over this, but that's just going to take more of your time away from you. So they're sitting up there in their little throne, and you peons, if you want your information, you'll just have to wait for it. We'll get around to it whenever we're ready. And we'll, of course, give you what we feel like giving you. But it's just crazy. The whole idea that this system is in any way open or transparent, this government system, and don't the politicians always talk about that crap? We need more transparent government and blah, blah, blah. Elect me and we'll be able to have transparent government. Yeah. One Freedom of Information Act request, 5.5 months for them to even acknowledge receipt of it. Acknowledging receipt, that doesn't mean they've done anything about it. It doesn't mean that they're actively, trying to fill the request. That's just them saying, yeah, we got your request. Took them 5.5 months for that. So does anybody out there really still think the federal government is worth saving? 800-259-9231.
I guess the questions would be, what does the federal government do for you? I mean, what is the benefit of having the federal government? The only thing I can really come up with is the military. And, as far as I can tell,
Costa Rica doesn't have a military and they're okay.
Yeah, I think that the United States would be fine if we didn't have a military. Yeah. Absolutely fine. The military is being used as security forces for oil companies. I mean, that's the reason we're over in the Middle East in the first damn place.
Well, there's that, and that's kind of oversimplifying. The other reason is because the military-industrial complex, the people that make the bombs and the tanks and all those folks, they make a lot of money off of any war, whether it's in the Middle East or whether it's in New Zealand.
Certainly,
granted. They make a lot of money.
But and the army was meant by the Constitution. I mean, if it's not the letter of the Constitution, it's certainly the spirit of the Constitution. The Army was meant to only be brought up for 2 years at a time. So, I mean, obviously, they didn't limit themselves in case they got into a war that was more than 2 years long. But the idea of a standing army is essentially unconstitutional. All you have to do is read it with a clear mind,
yeah,
and you'll
clear.
Realize that that's just the case. Now, at the time of the Constitution was written, I don't think we did not have a Navy, so therefore we didn't have Marines, we certainly didn't have an Air Force, and we didn't have much of a Coast Guard. So all this stuff is extra constitutional.
Yeah, I mean, if you want something that, if you want to have some battle tanks or airplanes think can drop bombs and shoot things, then you should get together with your like-minded friends and raise some money, start an organization, and go out and buy those things. You can have them and fly them around if you want to. That'll make you feel more safe, or offer some sort of protection services to people in the marketplace if you believe that that level of protection is in demand. Personally, I think we're fine with just people being armed in their own homes. I think that's fine. I think that'd be enough to deter an invasion.
Right.
It works for Switzerland.
The United States is blessed by having neighbors that are very unlikely to roll across our borders. I mean, are we going to get invaded by Canada or Mexico? Okay.
Who?
Right. So China, right? That's the next best
thing.
We're
their best customer.
Right. But let's say China, for some reason, wants to take us over. How would they do it?
They don't even have the ships. They couldn't even get their troops here.
Maybe they could shoot cities, but if the federal government was small and minuscule, I mean, how could they take over? If there isn't a government to take over,
then how do you take over?
It's just crazy. I mean, just to believe that that America could be taken over by force from an outside force is ludicrous. What's reality is that America has been taken over without overt force from the inside. The people that want to control others have managed to rise through the ranks in government, and now, you know, they call themselves Republicans and Democrats, and they've completely subverted everything that America, you know, the concepts that this country was originally founded on. It's all been subverted. The Communist Manifesto is pretty much in place like 7 or 8 out of 10 planks.
And it's really the Republicans and the Democrats that did it. I mean,
it sure
it's not
is.
One or the other people.
Right.
I mean, as much as they're calling Barack Obama redistribution of wealth and suggesting he's a socialist, sorry, the biggest taxes or spend, at the very least spending president that we've had out there, the largest of the growth of government that we've had, is George Bush over the last 8 years.
It's true. Well, let me get back to the story here about the this Constitution free zone. You're going to see more of these popping up around the country, but right now, according to the ACLU and ArsTechnica.com, longtime Ars readers know that I've had my own problems. This is written by John Stokes. In the Constitution free zone that exists in U.S. airports, but an aggressive new ACLU campaign highlights a fact of which I was previously unaware. The Constitution free zone that exists at U.S. borders and airports actually extends 100 air miles inland and encompasses two-thirds of the country's population. The U.S. Border Patrol can set up checkpoints anywhere in this region and question citizens, which is what we were talking about at the beginning of the hour, where people are just being randomly stopped, random checkpoints. They're within this 100-mile zone where the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution contains a border-related exception to unreasonable search and seizure laws, permitting searches at border checkpoints that wouldn't be permitted elsewhere. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. But Federal Statute 8-whatever defines the border zone for enforcement purposes as encompassing an area within 100 miles of the actual border, with the possibility of extending it further under certain circumstances. This means that the U.S. Border Patrol could conceivably set up random checkpoints asking travelers for a passport in places like Columbus, Ohio, Houston, or anywhere in the state of Florida, not to mention New Hampshire. And, in fact, it appears it's been doing exactly this. In 2003, the Seattle Times reported on random spot checks of cars and luggage that Border Patrol agents were performing on U.S. citizens who were taking the ferry between Washington State and the San Juan Islands. Because most of the passengers on these ferries had not actually crossed an international border, the ACLU advised them at the time not to answer any questions asked of them by federal agents. And I think that is a, I think that's a decent approach to take. If you're not going to, if you don't have the gumption to ask questions back at these bums, then don't answer their questions. But I think you're better off if you actually ask questions explicitly of them, like, am I free to go? Am I being detained? You know, what's your name? What's your supervisor's name? What do you mean by blah, blah, blah? You know, when they tell you things, when they demand things of you, when they ask you if you understand, don't ever say yes. Don't concede. Don't give them information you don't have to. More on the way about this Constitution-free zone in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want if you dial toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, so head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company or you know somebody who has a company and you know they're having trouble in this tough economy, look to that accounts receivable list. Are there people out there that owe you money? You can turn that list over to SACL CAI, and they'll collect that money for you, and they'll take a percentage, and you'll get a percentage, and it's a heck of a lot more than you've got right now when it's just sitting on your books. SACL CAI, they're the biggest supporter of Free Talk Live. They're huge pro-liberty folks, and you can find out more by clicking on their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
All right, we are talking about the Constitution Free Zone, as it is being called by the ACLU, and the story is from ArsTechnica.com, though I mentioned I was confused when I was reading it earlier, and there's a good reason, and I didn't stop down to really think about it until the break. The story here claims the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution contains a border-related exemption to unreasonable search and seizure laws, and I thought, as I was reading that, I thought, that doesn't sound right. And so let's check with the Fourth Amendment, unless it's been changed.
You have to remember that when the Supreme Court reads these things, it's amazing the stuff they find. You know, they'll read the Second Amendment, and when it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, well, that means to them that they can infringe it with licenses, and you know that any city or state or whatever can infringe with licenses and all kinds of different rules, different types of guns. So they read really funny up there at the Supreme Court.
Well, just you know, in case you don't know, let's read the Fourth Amendment here real quick, because whoever it is that wrote this article does not know what he's talking about at this point in the story. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That's the end of the Fourth Amendment. I don't see anything in there about a border-related exemption to anything.
Nothing like that.
Yeah. So not sure where he got his information from on that particular issue, but at least the rest of the story is about what the ACLU has been doing in regards to the Constitution Free Zone, which I'm glad somebody has decided to take up this particular issue besides Free Talk Live and Checkpoint USA, because it doesn't seem like too many other people have been talking about this. Of course, we're talking about this 100-mile zone that essentially extends outward from the border, and that doesn't just mean the southern border. It also means Canada. It also means the ocean. It means right. Hawaii. It means anything that's considered a border.
This is a zone the government just created. The the INS ICE decided, or Border Patrol or whatever, they decided they needed a bigger area to patrol than just the border itself, the little line that would indicate the border. So.
They picked 100 miles.
They picked 100 miles, yeah.
And so what it turns out is that 100 miles traced all around the entire country actually covers over two-thirds of the population. Because, the East Coast, there's a lot of people that live up the East Coast.
Yep.
Florida, the entirety of the state of Florida, Maine, New Hampshire, almost all of Vermont, Massachusetts, all completely covered by this 100-mile zone.
Everybody in Denver is safe.
Well, for now. Let me continue the story here. Well,
they could probably go 100 miles out from the Denver International Airport, too.
So back in 2003, the ACLU got wind of this when the Seattle Times was reporting on spot checks that were going on by the Border Patrol agents on U.S. citizens who are taking a ferry between Washington State and San Juan Islands. In the intervening years, the ACLU has been collecting other reports of such inland border checkpoints and has built its new Constitution-Free Zone campaign around them. Unfortunately for the ACLU, few of the folks who've been subject to search at such checkpoints have actually come forward with complaints. I wonder why that is. If they're intimidated? But the ones who did speak up have compelling and troubling stories. Take the story of Vince Peppard from San Diego, who crossed the border to buy tiles at a discount store in Mexico. Upon crossing back into the U.S., he was subjected to the usual check at the border, but on driving further inland, he was stopped at a second checkpoint where agents asked to search his car. In fact, we told you this story recently. It was over at checkpointusa.org. Peppard, a member of the ACLU, refused the search, at which point he was questioned repeatedly and eventually escorted from his car while the agents searched it. Segments of Pepper's account from the I might add that's an illegal search. If they're searching and you haven't given them permission to search and you've told them not to search, that's supposedly against their own rules. Anyway, segments of Peppard's account...
They're not real good at following their own rules.
Right. ...of the incident, which the ACLU has posted in video form on their site, would almost be funny if the issue weren't so serious. Peppard says, he starts looking at the passport and the driver's license, and he goes to my wife, where were you born? Because she has an accent, but she's a U.S. citizen, and so she says, I was born in Syria. And he goes, ah, a Syrian! Like he'd hit the jackpot or something. Peppard then goes a little overboard in expressing worry that he might be stopped and asked...
She's an American. She has American citizenship.
Yeah.
It's disgusting what he just did.
He's worried that he might be stopped and asked for his passport at Home Depot or in other random locations, but he finishes off the clip with a concern that may not be so far-fetched. Specifically, Peppard worries that because he's talked to the ACLU and has filed a complaint with the Border Patrol, he might be singled out for further harassment at border checkpoints.
Probably end up on the no-fly list.
Ultimately, one wonders just how far the feds will push this internal checkpoint idea in a non-emergency situation. Given the likely reaction to citizens being asked to show papers on a mass scale, it seems unlikely that the government will truly install checkpoints north of Columbus and begin screening in large numbers. Does he mean Columbus, Ohio? Because there's a checkpoint in Vermont. But vigilance, as the saying goes, is the price of freedom, which is why the ACLU and its allies intend to challenge the practice before we have a chance to find out. Well, sorry, unfortunately, whoever wrote this article, while he had the best of intentions, did not know what he was talking about. There are internal checkpoints north of Columbus. There are, from what I understand, several of them along the Canadian border. And again, I'm not talking about along the border. I mean within 100 miles from the border. So you could be coming back. Cross back into Canada and be driving for 50 miles and then
back
all of a sudden
United States.
Right, and then all of a sudden come across one of these installations or come across one of these roving checkpoints.
Right, roving checkpoints. It's a roadblock.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And if nobody talks about it, if nobody reports it, then nobody knows. Then it's essentially invisible to an organization like the ACLU. I mean, they don't have the resources to go and canvass the roads that are all around the border to find out where these things are, when they're operating, and that sort of thing. So it's all incumbent upon you, who the victims who are being harassed by these Border Patrol people, to let somebody know about it. And I can tell you that you shouldn't go through what this one guy did, Mr. Pepperd. Don't let the Border Patrol know. There's no point in complaining to the Border Patrol. Hey, you guys, I don't appreciate what you did back there.
You called my Syrian wife, or my American wife, a Syrian.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to really get you anywhere. And as he pointed out, it may just get you on some sort of no-fly list, so, because you're sticking your head above the water and asking the federal government to change, asking them to stop being a police state. I guess it doesn't hurt to ask, but I would say keep your time and go invest and do something else with your time rather than trying to navigate the swamp or the morass of the federal bureaucracy, trying to actually figure out how to, number
unless
one,
you want
even
to
file the complaint. Unless you're just you're a masochist. Subjecting yourself to torture.
I might very well find myself, in that situation and want to go after the Border Patrol themselves, file a complaint and all that stuff. And you wouldn't find out that the Freedom of Information Act wasn't being used if no one asked for some information. So people have to, go and say, complain, and then find out what the process, how it is that they go about handling complaints, because chances are they're very, very bad at handling them.
Have you encountered one of these internal checkpoints? Do you want to share your story? The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we know they're going on along the southern border, within 100 miles. We know they're going on the northern border. I don't know if I've heard of anything as far as the eastern or western sides of the United States. Haven't heard anything about Alaska or Hawaii or anything like that. But the zone is there, and this is the government's own rules that says that the Border Patrol can operate in whatever capacity they want as far as harassing people within that 100-mile zone. So think about that. And think about what that could mean if they decide that, for whatever arbitrary reason, they believe there's an immigration problem where you live. If you live in South Carolina or Georgia or Texas or any other state that's allegedly a border state, and they just decide to start setting up checkpoints maybe near your neighborhood, how would you feel about that? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call us at 800-610-2770.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels. something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us in the Podcast Awards. This is a yearly voting contest that goes on over at podcastawards.com. And we have had the great honor of being included, and not only just included, but actually winning the last three Podcast Awards. We were nominated by our listeners. And then our listeners went and voted for us, and we won 3 years in a row. So we're hoping you'll help make this the fourth.
Yep.
Please head over to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the political category. It is the third one from the bottom on the right-hand side. And vote for Free Talk Live. All you need to do is enter your name and email address below that. Choose whether you're a podcaster or just a listener, and click submit. They might send you a verification email. In fact, odds are pretty good they will, just to make sure that you're a real person. But you may vote once every 24 hours. You can vote today, tomorrow, the next day, all the way through November 6th. So still well over a week to go in the voting contest. We obviously have no idea how well we are doing. There's no way we'll be able to tell that. So we've got to push as hard as we can here over the next week or so as the votes continue to be tabulated. So please head over to podcastawards.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. We would much appreciate that. Let's go to your phone calls. Chris is on the line in Pennsylvania. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi. I just heard what you guys were saying about the immigration checkpoints, and
yes, sir.
I don't really see the problem in that.
You don't see the problem in what?
Them having the checkpoints and checking people, and I mean they're trying to cut down on immigration and stuff.
Well,
so
why is there
a problem with that?
I got where you're coming from on that. I mean they're trying to get rid of illegal immigration, but this is how our freedoms disappear. Do you see a problem with the war on drugs?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, not really.
You don't see a problem with the war on drugs, and you don't see a problem with immigration?
No.
Okay, you don't think that maybe our Fourth Amendment right to be secure in our persons, papers, and effects, and houses might have been diminished somewhat by the war on drugs that's existed for the last 40 years?
No, not really.
You don't think that...
I mean, they're trying to...
Well, I understand what they're trying to... Wait. I understand what they're trying to do, and the ends don't justify the means. So let's not talk about the ends. Let's talk about the means. Do you think, and you think that a police officer stopping me and, looking through my car while he checks to see, I don't know, whether my license is good or whether I'm a illegal alien or something like that, you don't think that's a violation of my privacy? You don't think that, what if I have a joint sitting on my, dashboard or something like that?
Well, in our laws, it says that we're not allowed to do that. So if they can see that,
our laws,
and it's visible,
our laws were passed by a bunch of people who aren't you and aren't me. So they're not our laws.
They're their laws.
They're their laws that they are enforcing on me and enforcing on you.
Now, Mark, they could be Chris's laws if he wants them to be.
Right,
he's welcome
to have them.
Abide by those laws.
But they're somebody else's laws that they're enforcing on me. So they're not my laws.
So, Chris, I'm curious.
To say that that's, you know, okay because somebody else said it was I couldn't possess a plant seems wrong to me.
Since you seem to be somebody who's in favor of restricting people's freedom, I'm just wondering how you would feel if they decided, where is it that you live?
Pennsylvania.
Live in Pennsylvania. Okay. You know, according to the map, there's a good, there's a pretty good chunk of Pennsylvania that is actually in this 100-mile constitution free zone that we were talking about a few moments ago. So let's say that you happen to live in an area of Pennsylvania in which the federal government border patrol decides they need to set up some checkpoints. And they happen to set one up right out in front of the area that you live in, to the point where you can't get out in the morning to go to work or school or wherever it is you want to go without going through the federal government's citizenship checkpoint. And they're going to check you out every single day just to make sure your paperwork is up to date, make sure your license is still current.
Adds 20 minutes to your commute both ways from and to work.
Right. Not that you're spending 20 minutes with them, but it takes time because they have to process through every single car.
They got to check everybody to make sure they're not illegal immigrants.
Right. So how do you feel about that?
Well, if it's protecting me and my country, then
oh,
I don't
come on.
Really
are you for real?
That.
Come on, man. Are you serious? Jeez.
Yeah, I'm serious.
They're not protecting. What are they protecting you from? If some guy sneaks across the border,
they're protecting
to
me and my economy instead of my money.
No, they're not protecting your economy.
They set
money
up for this country.
Look,
if it's going to Canada or down to Mexico, then what's that doing for me?
I'll tell you what it's doing for you. When you go to a restaurant and that restaurant has somebody who's willing to work for less washing dishes, it costs you less.
Well,
when you buy a house and people that are willing to work for less worked on that house, it costs you less. That's what it does for you, and that's what it does for me.
And I,
as a free American,
take the money out of
I want to have
too.
That.
That's how it's,
no, it doesn't take any money out of any economies. It's a global economy. The money floats
it's
around.
Not taking
the
economy. Money out of Chris,
whatever it is that you do for a living,
Chris,
whatever it is you do for a living, if I decided to do that for $1 an hour less, am I somehow a bad person because I'm now taking money out of the economy?
No, you were born on the right plot of land, Mark.
Right. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, Chris, are you for real? Really? Do you really believe the way you're advocating here tonight, or are you just cranking us?
No, I really do.
Okay.
So you are a total supporter of the police state, whatever it is the police state does, as long as they're claiming to do it in your benefit, whether or not you actually benefit is another question. You are in favor of it.
Well, I already pretty much do that because I work for the government anyway.
Oh, yeah?
But
what
I mean,
do you do?
Yeah, I do.
What do you do?
I'm in the military.
Okay. So what are you doing in the military?
I actually just signed up. I'm a truck driver right now.
Gotcha. So let me address something real quick here. The suggestion that this is somehow good for the economy to have checkpoints, random checkpoints all about the place.
Well, they're not all about
Chris,
the place, though. You're saying
oh,
they're
well,
within
yes,
100
they are.
Miles.
No,
they're not where you are,
place.
Chris, and that's just okay because it's affecting
right.
someone else.
Right, it's affecting people in the southern and northern borders.
As long as you don't
borders.
Have to pay more for things because of illegal aliens, and as long
oh, but
as
he does.
You can't, as long as you can't employ people that are illegal aliens, it's fine and dandy. As long as laws affect other people, it's a-okay with Chris.
I think that.
I'm not saying that. We each have equal rights. You know, if they have a problem with that,
unless the government decides
they
to
have
take
the right
those
to move out of that area to go to another spot in the United States
Chris,
if they want to.
Right, I understand that I'm free as long as I'm free to leave. Do you think that I have, that's what freedom is, really, the right to get the hell out if you don't agree with the people who are in charge. That's freedom, isn't it? I mean, that's what you're fighting for in the military, the right
us.
To preserve my right to get the hell out of this nation as long as I don't agree with the people
right,
who are in charge, right?
You can move somewhere, Mark, where they don't have checkpoints until the checkpoints come to where you are, and then where are you going to move to after that?
Try this definition of freedom. Freedom, Chris. Freedom is the right to do what you want as long as you don't hurt other people.
Yeah.
That. Well, but I can't do what I want as long as I don't hurt other people, Chris, because there's people in the government that will come after me and hurt me if I do those things.
You know, Chris, you're a member of the, if you're really a member of the military, then you might be aware of the fact that some of the members of the Army have been positioned now within the United States. They're going to be doing their, whatever their tour of duty is, right here in good old US of A. And that means they're going to be patrolling streets. They're going to be doing disaster area kind of missions where they might be going around confiscating guns from people, as we've seen the National Guard do in the past. They may be actually setting up the roadblocks. Eventually, we might see more of kind of a military police state rising
here. The National Guard already does that.
The National Guard does, correct. They have confiscated people's guns. So I'm wondering, if you as a member of the military receive an order to enter into, let's say, Defiance, Ohio, and start confiscating, going house to house, confiscating people's guns, will you go ahead and follow that order?
If there's probable cause, then, I mean, what about that illegal immigrant that was drunk driving and just killed somebody?
I'm not sure how that's relevant to my question.
No, you're confiscating guns here,
because
Chris,
we're blocking the borders from these illegal immigrants coming in.
Chris, we'll talk about illegal immigrants in
He asked you
a question about gun confiscation.
You said,
are you willing to confiscate guns from Americans if you're given that order?
No, because I'm supposed to defend the Constitution.
So you're
in the Constitution, we have the right to bear arms.
Now, so you're bearing arms to defend the Constitution. If you find some other members of your military squad that are willing to do that, because they have been doing that, they did it in Kansas, they did it in New Orleans, they've done it during natural disasters here in the United States. If you see them, will you stop them?
I'd probably report it to my superiors. But
your superior gave the order, Chris.
Excuse me?
Your superior gave the order.
Yeah, but I can go above him if it's probable cause.
He got the order from above.
Man, do you think that the National Guard went into Louisiana and confiscated guns from Americans and
on a whim,
and the Army didn't know about it? That the president
had justification for it. I'm sure they were probably
justification.
They might not have even had the American rights. What if they were the illegal immigrants?
Wow, this is
in
amazing.
In Louisiana, people in their homes.
This is amazing.
There's lots of them everywhere.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight.
They're coming to get us.
I got
to
give up on you for now, but call us again sometime. 800-259-9231.
That's what they want in the Army, at least.
I don't think I trust old Chris to defend the Second Amendment or defend any of the Constitution. He's already thrown it all out the window. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're buying